Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez here on In Loop. Figgy Fig on the steel wheels, and you as well. You can always text the show 713-572-4610. Get to us on YouTube and Twitch as well as it's time to go around the NFL. Hey, by the way, a couple quick things that I do want to mention that I didn't bring up yesterday in relation to the NFL. Just two crazy stats. Did you know that Sunday was the Saints' first victory for a quarterback they drafted since 1998. That sounds impossible. A Saints-drafted quarterback had not won a game for that franchise in almost 30 years.
Good gracious.
Ridiculous. Then another crazy stat, similar vein, Browns rookies have lost 17 straight debuts. Browns rookie quarterbacks. Like Dylan Gabriel made his debut Sunday, lost. Yeah. They have tried 17 different rookie quarterbacks that have lost their debuts.
That one doesn't sound so strange.
No. Yeah, I want to say every rookie might have lost their debut, right?
Probably. I don't know if they've started more than 17. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, I think every rookie, their first start with the Browns, they all lost.
Yeah. And Figgy has a quick update before we get into around the NFL. Kids meals, feed5evenmore.com. Some of our listeners are coming through, huh?
Yes, I appreciate y'all donating, man.
On his birthday.
Yes, for my birthday.
Yeah.
And shout out to Adam. Shout out to Sally. I think the Sally on the YouTube. Mm-hmm. Salute to you and salute to my man Richard. Mm-hmm. He actually was the one that bought our dinner for me and B Scott.
Oh, nice!
When we went out to Commier's.
Yeah.
So salute to everybody doing that, man. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of people chiming in on this too.
Awesome.
Yeah, I wanted to just get to some of the text. Someone said, happy birthday, Figgy. You share a birthday with my son who turns 20 today. So happy birthday
nice.
To both
happy
of you.
Happy birthday.
Someone said, donation made. Happy birthday, Figgy. Thanks for being the best at what you do. That's from a 713 number.
Mm-hmm.
So appreciate the donation. Mustang Sally, who you referenced, Figgy, said, happy birthday, Figgy. Donation made. Terry says, happy birthday, Figgy. Let me know the address for the donation. Feed 5 even more.
The numeral 5.
Yeah, feed number 5 more even more.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
Cool. And then the last one I want to mention, based off our conversation last segment, someone said, hey, Figgy, at least on the bright side, if you're having knee and ankle pain, you could be growing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me excited. That's another one I was duped for when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Drink a lot of milk and eat your vegetables. You're going to grow tall.
You were drinking like crazy.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't grow nothing.
Yeah. Don't let the kids know. Speaking of updates, you just got sent some updated NFL award odds.
Yeah, this is right off, hot off the press. Not even 3 minutes ago, 4 minutes ago. The updated NFL awards odds. Play a little bit of a guessing game for you. I told you this one, and it's just a little unnerving. That now the leader for Coach of the Year is?
Yeah, you told me Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen.
Oh, brother.
Liam Cohen is the new Coach of the Year
Goodness
favorite.
Gracious.
And surpassing Shane Steichen.
That's the surprise.
That's the one I thought was probably going to get Coach of the Year, Shane Steichen.
I think they are the top two, but I would put Steichen ahead of Liam Cohen, and then I would put Mike Vrabel three. I think those are the three best right now.
Mm-hmm.
I always look at it as who's doing the best coaching job, not who's coaching the best team. So often you give it to a coach just because they've won 12 games.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have, you know, the most talented roster. Those are the three coaches that I think are doing the best job right now, and it just so happens two of them are in the Texans division.
A lot of moving and shaking in the MVP race. That's a hint. Who do you think has made the biggest leap? Who's leading? This person that made the biggest leap is not leading, but who's leading and who's made the biggest leap in?
I'm gonna guess
MVP.
Even after Sunday, I don't know. I don't really have another good guess. I'm gonna say Josh Allen is still leading.
It got to be Baker.
Good point.
Yep. Went from ninth to third. 25-1 to 8-1.
He's third?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Baker's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
He should actually, Baker goes back to what I was just saying. We shouldn't give MVP to just the most talented player, but the person that's actually the most valuable. Yeah, it's hard. I think Baker should probably be number one.
Josh Allen remains number
one. He still is one. Yeah.
Which makes sense.
That's what I guess, but I don't know. I think Baker might be number one. And then I would also say the only other name that popped into my head would be Jonathan Taylor at this point.
Well, funny you say that. Offensive player of the year, Jonathan Taylor made the biggest leap, but has not surpassed Puka. Is still the favorite, but Jonathan Taylor now is second on the board.
That makes sense.
Interesting comeback player of the year odds. There is a new favorite that has passed Christian McCaffrey.
Huh.
Any guesses?
See, this one a little tricky because the first thing I thought about was Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But
is that really a comeback?
No, I don't think he should be included.
That's what I'm saying. Is it like injury related?
Usually.
I know, so I'm trying to think who was injured last year.
Dak Prescott is now the new favorite.
Okay.
And Stephon Diggs moves into third.
No problem with that either.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs moves into third. And just to kind of put a bow on things here, defensive player of the year is still Aiden Hutchinson over Micah Parsons.
Where's Will Anderson?
Oh, that's a good question. I can get you those odds here in just a second. Will Anderson is sixth. Goes Aiden Hutchinson, Micah Parsons, Nick Bonitto, Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt, Will Anderson Jr.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So. Hutchinson could also be comeback player of the year after that injury last year.
Absolutely could.
He's in the conversation for two. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it, really any of those. Mm-hmm. Nitpicking, I would probably put Baker number one right now for MVP, and I would put Shane Steichen over Liam Cohen for coach of the year, but all the names you mentioned should at least be in the conversation, I have no issue with that. But there you go for those out there that do like to wager. Speaking of another update, Mark Sanchez, has there been more added context or information to this story?
Well, yes, and it ain't great. We're not going to play the audio, but I guess one of the law enforcement executives or leaders spoke yesterday.
I did hear about this. Added the
felony charge, potentially. Still investigating, but potentially adding a felony charge. And this happened quick. Usually it takes about a week or a month even. He's already getting sued. And Fox Sports is already getting sued by the victim. Boy, the optics of this are just
man.
69-year-old man driving a truck.
Just doing his job.
Going to take grease out of this, what is restaurant or hotel or whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, whatever happened. And this guy... The pictures of him in the hospital bed are brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, he is beat up, cut up.
I know. He got it worse. I know Mark got stabbed.
The halo on his head and the neck brace.
Yeah. Yeah. Had an open gash in his face.
Yeah.
His cheek. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Honestly, I'm surprised that, I mean, you know, you want to wait for all the information and due diligence and all that sort of stuff, but just simply based off of what we already know, and there doesn't seem anybody denying or pushing back on the narrative that's out there involving Mark Sanchez. I'm surprised like Fox hasn't already just moved on from him.
Well, I am too. Maybe they haven't said anything.
No.
No, I know. I want to say it was one of the pregame shows. They did a 10-second prayers to, you know, our colleague Mark Sanchez.
Yeah. Which was the other, Chris Myers, his broadcast partner, also opened the game on Sunday and saying like thoughts and prayers out to Mark. With no acknowledgement for the 69-year-old who's also in the hospital, you know, all beat up.
Who was attacked, according to reports and the police.
And we knew that at that point. By the time it kicked off on Sunday, we knew Mark Sanchez was the one in the wrong. And yet, Fox only said thoughts and prayers to Mark. Like, it seemed odd. I don't get it.
The video or pictures of a video of him, like, just big blob of blood in his torso, in his chest, and he's walking around. And I'm like, what kind of
enhancements
was he on? It wasn't just
That's
liquor.
What I want to know.
It wasn't just liquor.
Can't
in
be.
My view. Can't
and,
be.
And the victim did say that after he stabbed Mark, there was a change where like his face changed where he was shocked. And then that's when he kind of like ran away, almost as if like he snapped out of whatever was going on.
Yeah.
Once he got stabbed and was like, oh, shoot, I got to get out of here.
He probably couldn't believe it. Like, man, this guy had a weapon.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard them talking about like, you know, because it was a knife and apparently it was the driver's knife. I keep a pocket knife in my truck at all times. Figure you've seen it. I keep it right there just for whatever.
Yeah, you never know.
People like Mar Sanchez.
No, but it's really not like so much that. I mean, yes, you could use it like that, and I'm guessing that's what happened. But just to have a pocket knife, hey, I need to open this box.
Right,
I need to do this. You know,
that's fair.
You know, a lot of people walk around with a pocket knife on their belt. I don't. I just kind of keep it in my truck. But, yeah, that's not a surprise.
No.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, he pepper sprayed Mark Sanchez before that, and that didn't stop him. So whatever he was on, or you know, he was able to fight through that and still attack this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had to resort to the knife and fortunately was able to protect himself.
That's a rough night. You get pepper sprayed, I'm out after that.
When pepper spray does not even affect you, you're on something.
Yeah.
You're on something.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see what comes out of the toxicology reports. And the other thing, which Seth, I thought, brought up a good point this morning, was the Mark Sanchez family put out a statement through his brother, and none of it, there was no mention of, like, let's wait for the fact, nothing. Like, they took responsibility. Like, we are sorry for this. We're praying for the victim as well. Like, no denying.
We are so screwed.
Yeah, no denying, no trying to play it off. That's what I mean. Like, everything about this story points directly to there's no confusion here. Mark Sanchez did something very bad. We all know it. And I will wait for how the legal system plays out with this and the charges that have been brought upon him, as well as that lawsuit now. I like that. I'm just looking at our Google Doc here and the way you phrase this. Want to hear what a dead man walking sounds like? I'm sure I already know what this is about, but let's play the audio. Is this Mike McDaniel?
This is Mike McDaniel, okay. Sort of recapping the day, if you will, Figgy.
He was really frustrated at the, you know, just like he's as I was. And, you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers. That was kind of the extent of it.
Holy smokes. My 3-year-old granddaughter, and she's not even 3 yet, if she does something, I'm saying, why'd you do that, Natalie? Has a better answer than that.
I know.
Like that is...
not good.
That is so bad. And he's just, I mean... I don't even know what to say because that's a dead man walking right there.
Yeah, I said it yesterday that I loved the hire at first. I loved Mike McDaniel at first because he was different. He was quirky. He was not like a football guy. He just seemed like a normal guy you want to hang out with. But it's run its course. It's gotten old. It's gotten even weirder over the years to the point of that. And then also it's just more fun when you win. But when you lose, like that stuff's not as cute anymore.
Yeah, it's not as enamoring and it's not as, like I said, as cute.
Yeah.
And oh, look how quirky he is.
Right.
And that's our coach. You just sound like you're completely lost.
Remember that that video of that kid trying to read something? It sounded exactly like this. Here's that little kid that was trying to read something.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
He was really frustrated at the, you know, just like he's as I was, and you know, we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers.
You could do so.
Which one's the football coach and which one's the toddler? I don't know.
That's why they say Figgy is the best at what he do.
That's right.
That is so good. That is exactly
what That's the first thing I thought about when I heard this.
That's exactly what he sounds like.
It's unbelievable.
Let me ask you this. What's the first thing you thought of when you heard Jonathan Gannon this morning? It was making the rounds. You may not have even heard it. If you haven't, we're about to play it. So we know what happened with the running back. You know, that from Arizona Cardinals.
Let the ball go at the goal line.
Let the ball go at the goal line. I want to play what Jonathan Gannon said about after the fact.
I didn't see the video, David, but I actually I woke up this morning and didn't feel great about it, honestly. And so in the team meeting, I addressed it. I apologized to Omari, apologized to the team. And I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there. Obviously, like I try to be emotionally stable and calm because my job is to solve problems when during a game and kind of lead the charge on that. So it's not really who I am, who I want to be, and I told the guys that today. So it's a mistake by me, and it's just like everybody in there. Everybody made some type of mistake yesterday, which is, you know, culminates to why we didn't win the game, and we can't let it happen.
He apologized?
Yeah, that's weak.
I say yesterday, that was probably the best coaching he probably done since he been there.
He apologized for the guy just giving away the game with a stupid play like that?
Then the other thing, I don't believe him that he didn't see the video. He saw the video.
Oh, of course he saw the video. I would look at him completely dead. Like, what are you apologizing for?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I think it's a lot. I know I'll sound like a boomer or something, old man yelling at the clouds, but I think it's a big complaint that a lot of people have in sports today with just how like soft things have gotten and mm-hmm. how player friendly it all is. And in some aspects that can be good, but I'm still old school in that sense of like, I like an old school coach that is going to be tough and hold yeah. players accountable. I think that's what you need to do. I grew up playing for tough coaches that yelled at you all the time.
And
with discipline, players make you run for mistakes and all that sort of stuff. So I'm all for it. But, yeah, I think we've swayed too far in the other direction where you have to be very, you know, walk on pins and needles and be very careful around these players. I think it's really weak to apologize. I thought he had the perfect reaction because that is just an inexcusable blunder from his running back.
Yeah.
Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Nick Caserio spoke to the media earlier. We'll see if there's some things worth mentioning from the Texans GM next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and the birthday boy, Figgy Fig, on the steel wheels here on In the Loop. Appreciate you hanging with us. You can always text the show, 713-572-4610. Get to us on YouTube and Twitch as well. Nick Caserio, GM of your Houston Texans. He'll be on tomorrow morning with Sean and Seth at 7:30 a.m. So make sure to set your alarm. Tune in tomorrow morning, 7:30, to hear Nick Caserio on these airwaves live. You'll hear him on these airwaves in just a moment from his press conference about an hour ago. But he'll be on live tomorrow morning with the guys, 7:30 a.m. So stay tuned for that, and we'll probably have more takeaways from that conversation tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, Nick spoke with the media just a little while ago. And let's listen to some of what Nick had to say and react to what the GM laid out this morning. We'll begin with cut number five, Figgy, and Nick Caserio being asked about the offensive line the last couple weeks. The O-line has looked better the last 2 weeks. The Texans have gotten a couple of wins. Here's what Nick had to say about his offensive line.
Yeah, overall, I mean, our group's done a pretty good job. So we had some moving parts early in the season. You know, when I got hurt there Thursday before the Rams game, then we had to shuffle some things around. So the group that's been out there over the last however many weeks, they've played pretty good football. I mean, Ed's done a pretty good job. I mean, he's played really good football. Sometimes a change of scenery is good for everybody involved, probably in that situation. I mean, he's played good football. I mean, I don't know, he's like one of the top ranked guards in the league or something ridiculous. I'm not saying he's the best guard in the league, but he's played good football. So Titus has played competitively. You know, Jake's done a good job. So, you know, Lakin and Juice, we've kind of rotated in there a little bit at left guard. And then I think the more that Tay has played, the better he's played. He's made some, call it, younger player mistakes, which that comes with the territory, but it's a good kid, good attitude, builds on some of the things that he continues to do well. So, I mean, overall, the group has worked well together, making progress. Cole's done a pretty good job with that, so we're going to need everybody, try to continue to build our depth, you know, which I would say, you know, with Trent kind of going from the practice squad to the roster is really more a depth situation. He was off the roster, but, you know, we felt like, all right, you know, we had a roster spot, so, I mean, there wasn't any, like, shenanigans involved. I'm sure everybody's looking at, like, what the hell are these guys doing? But I think it was really, there wasn't more than meets the eye. It was just a simple matter of just roster, you know, moving from one spot to the next.
It's just kind of hit me funny, the whole thing. He's right. I mean, yeah. You know, we know however many weeks is two. You know, he said we've been playing pretty well for however. It's a good week. Put it this way. It's a good week for him to talk about the offensive line.
Yeah.
The week before last wouldn't have been so good. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, he deservedly is he's taking a couple of bows there. But he goes, I'm not saying he's the best guard in the league. I'm not saying he's the best guard in the league. But, I mean, he's right. It was a good time for him to have this availability because the line has come together.
Yeah, certainly. This is a good time. I also always love the use of the word shenanigans in any context. So that was a good word for him there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I'm curious with the offensive line. Look, the pressure rate allowed has gone down each week this season, obviously reaching its best mark the last 2 weeks. And we can talk about the competition, and that's fair. And, you know, the Ravens have, like, I think it's 5 sacks this year. The Titans are right around there as well. They don't get after the quarterback very often.
Yeah.
But the glass half full, you could also make a case kind of like this offense as a whole is the idea is it'll get better as the year goes on because you're throwing so many new pieces together. Yeah. And the whole point of this offensive line, the selling point was more about the five fingers in the glove. They're going to gel.
Yeah.
So I am curious, and I don't know when I'm going to have a solid answer, but I'm curious if this is simply just the competition the last 2 weeks, or as we continue to go further along the season, is this just the offensive line kind of gelling, figuring some things out, the Blake Fisher aspect coming together and actually getting better?
No, that's the question.
Yeah, right.
And we really won't know, you know, until well into the season. You know, they start phase. Well, we'll know a little bit more come Monday night, a week from Monday, because they're going to be playing, you know, really good defense. So that might be a big indicator there. But yeah, they played subpar competition, but you can't blame them for doing their job.
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, no, and they've done a very good job the last 2 weeks, which has allowed the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, to do a really good job as well. Here's cut number 6 from Nick Caserio talking about C.J., his quarterback. How would you evaluate Stroud's performance so far? Here's what Caserio said.
Yeah, he's done a good job. I think the last couple games, I mean, he's played the position the way the position is supposed to be played, made good decisions, been efficient. He's completed, 81% of his passes, hasn't turned the ball over. The reality is, and I mean, he said, everybody gave him birthday wishes last week, and he's 24 years old. He's still a young player, so even though he's played a lot of football. So you learn by doing, you learn by playing. Each year is going to be a little bit different. Each opponent is going to be a little bit different. Every situation is going to be a little bit different. You know, so he's played pretty good football here the last few weeks. The most important thing, he's taking care of the football. So, I mean, go back to the Jacksonville game. I mean, we lost a game because we basically couldn't take care of the football. So if you take care of the football, you're going to have 75-80% shot of winning a game. So it's hard for, I would say, young players and quarterbacks to understand that. But the ones that take care of the football the best are usually the ones that play the best.
And this is one that I feel is kind of undeniable. No matter who you're facing, we know what we've been looking at over the last 5 quarters from C.J. Stroud. And I keep going back to just the decision-making, and Nick talked about it right there, you know, with the ball, taking it to the right places, knowing when to check out, et cetera.
Yeah, zero. The stat that stands out most to me in these last 2 weeks is zero turnover-worthy plays from Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
Not like one single mistake you could point to of, oh, he got bailed out, that should have been an interception, or what is he doing there? That's a bad throw, bad decision. He's just been on point the last 2 weeks, and as Nick laid out, I mean, when you take care of the football, obviously, you have a much higher success rate as a quarterback and as a team. And so that's been the biggest part. He's had time in the pocket. He's been able to get rid of the ball quickly, playing rhythm, but then also just he hasn't made any mistakes the last 2 weeks playing clean football, and that's what you need. And that was the big thing, too, his rookie year was he was so good taking care of the football and then kind of took a step back there last year, and now the last 2 weeks has done a really good job. So all positives right now when talking about this offense based off of the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We played the D'Amico Ryans press conference yesterday. Live as he was talking to the media, and we got a bunch of texts about, you know, someone asked him about Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nick Caserio was asked about Joe Mixon. Cut number 7 here. What can you tell us about your running back, Joe Mixon? Here's how Nick responded.
Yeah, I think probably over the next, you know, few weeks, we'll probably have a better idea. You know, he's making progress, so I wouldn't put a particular timetable on it. So I think over the next few, 3 or 4 weeks, probably get a little more information here, kind of see how he's progressing, but, you know, taking one day at a time. But I think once we kind of get to that period, probably have a better sense of, you know, which way it's going to go, you know, for the duration of the year.
Wow. You're going to find out in the next 3 or 4 weeks, you're going to make a decision. That's November. That maybe is the Jacksonville game here on November 9th, depending on what you feel about the bye week. somewhere in there, first or second week of November, and then you're going to decide on the duration of the year. I mean, that's week 10, man.
Yeah.
That's week 10 when they're going to decide.
I think Texans fans can at least appreciate the clarity, mm-hmm. right? At least you'll have some sort of answer here in the next couple of weeks, apparently, and maybe some sort of information on this, because this has been all very odd, this whole situation, and very little information on it. I wouldn't suspect to see Mixon at all this year, but I guess we'll know more by, you know, Halloween time. And obviously, to your point, must be something serious enough where you can make a decision already in November of like, yeah, now he can't come back in the next 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he said, okay, yeah, so 3 or 4 weeks they're going to decide
right.
what they're going to decide, if that yeah. makes any sense. So it's at minimum the first week of November, bye week, and then Seattle, San Francisco, Denver. So we're looking at November to decide that you're going to decide.
Right. Yeah. And then at that point, yeah, who knows? Then he might say, it's another going to be another couple weeks, yeah. and then he could come back.
Yeah.
Or they know
so
by then.
It ain't
then,
looking great.
No, right. Mm-hmm. They know by then, potentially already. Week 10, yeah, mm-hmm. no, he can't return this year.
Yeah.
But there's at least some sort of acknowledgement, some sort of clarity for you in the meantime about Mixon. We'll know more in a few weeks. What have you seen from new offensive coordinator Nick Caley? This is cut number 9, and here's what Caserio had to say about his new offensive coordinator.
For sure, I think it's evolved. So anytime any of us are put in a position for the first time, you're going to have to deal with some ups and downs, and it's a learning process. So we've all been there. I've been there. Nick's going through it. You look around the league, there's a lot of coaches that go through that. But got a good attitude, taking the right approach. You know, there's always a little bit of give and take, and, well, you want to try a little bit more of this, but maybe that's not the best thing for the team. Hey, maybe we're going to shift our focus a little bit here. So Nick's a smart guy. He's been around football for a long time, seen a lot of things. I think we've made some adjustments in my modifications as we've gone. So we've talked about this. You probably figure out kind of what you have with your football team over the first 4 to 5 weeks. So, you know, we have kind of 5 games in the bank here a little bit. So figure out what we're doing well. What are some of the things that we can build on? And Nick's done a really good job. He's had a good attitude, had a good approach, worked really well with the staff, communicates with D'Amico on a regular basis, communicates with the players, trying to figure out, you know, what's in their best interests, you know, what makes them comfortable. Because in the end, it's about the players. So he's done a good job. Glad he's here.
Yeah, look, I think we're going to have a really good feel for things coming out of the bye week because mm-hmm. knowing what I think I know about Nick Caley, he might take a couple of days off during the bye week, maybe go on a long weekend or something, but he's going to be looking at this and trying to figure out some of the other things that Caserio just talked about there in terms of, you know, highlighting this, taking care of that. The offense is clicking right now, and I think they're going to really try to adjust that and go with the strengths, as he talked about.
Yeah, and as he said earlier, I mean, this is just a good time for Nick to talk because mm-hmm. it's all positives on the offensive side. You could talk about how good the offensive line looks right now. Mm-hmm. Nick Caley's coming off 2 good games, or at least 5 really good quarters. So it's all positive right now. When you look at the rest of the schedule, the Texans are the number one defense. They still face the 5 defenses behind them. So, yeah, we are going to see Nick Caley and this offense continue to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
And I also tie it in with what I said about the offensive line, which is the big question about this team. Was it simply competition,
yeah,
or is it that this team's getting better and more comfortable the longer they work on this new O-line and new offense? Because Caley comes from the Patriots, where Belichick always used September to experiment, and then he comes from the Rams, where McVay never plays the guys in preseason, and like last year, they started 1-4 before they figured things out. So is that something that's going on here in Houston, or is that simply just they faced 2 of the worst defenses in the league last week, and they'll, you know, fall back to earth here maybe next Monday in Seattle? We'll see. That's some of what Nick Caserio had to say this morning in
the
press
conference. We'll get back to some of
this. Yeah, there was a few other clips that we just don't have the time for at this time, but we could circle back to. And also, again, as another reminder, he'll be on tomorrow morning on these airwaves, 7:30 a.m. with Sean and Seth. So however you're listening right now, you can hear Nick Caserio the same way tomorrow morning, 7:30 here on these airwaves. Okay, coming up, it's time to get to what's popping, including the Rockets took the court for the first time last night. How did things go down? We'll let you know next. It's in the loop. Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and the birthday boy Figgy Fig. I'll tell you what's popping. It's Figgy's birthday today.
Man.
And
yeah.
Figgy's doing something great by trying to give back to the community on his birthday. And Figgy, I'll let you give a shout out, but more donations or another donation rolling in.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Tyler. I think it's Hammond,
mm-hmm.
H-A-M-A-N. Shout out to Tyler for the donation. And you could get in on this too, man. It's something I'm doing for my birthday. I want to help Kids Meals. And shout out to Jalen Petrie for doing this too. You could go to feed5evenmore.com.
All right.
And it's right there, man. It's easy to do. You could just do a little donation. Anything matters. So it ain't got to be $1 million or nothing like that. But you can see the goal on this page where you're trying to get to. So let's try to help him get to that goal. And plus, hey, he had a hell of a game Sunday, man.
Yeah, dude, hey, for man. Figgy and Petrie.
Yeah, man.
Two interceptions?
Yeah, put a little extra in there for that. Those two interceptions, too.
What's that? What are those two interceptions worth each? Ooh. $20 each?
Yeah.
$25 each?
Yeah. Put a little 25 for each interception.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. And then another 25 just to celebrate Figgy
just
on
for
his
the
birthday.
Hell of it.
Yeah.
No, but if you could give anything, of course, it's always appreciated.
Feed5evenmore.com. Easy.
All right.
And if you do, we'll give you a shout out as well here on the air. Figgy will shout you out for giving back for his birthday. Something really cool that Figgy's doing here on his B-Day. Hey, what else is popping? Well, I know they always say there's a different audience throughout the day. We had the decision to. I don't know if we want to spend any more time talking about the stupid LeBron James thing where he built up this whole decision. People are wondering if he's going to retire. We talked about it earlier. It led to our question of the day. In case you missed it, in case you're still wondering, what was LeBron going to announce today? It was all just a commercial for Hennessy anyways.
Yeah. So. It was a commercial for Hennessy.
Man.
I think, and you're right, you know, there's not a whole lot you can say other than this is like an indefensible LeBron, this is why you irritate people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're the best or second best or in the conversation, however you want to put it, that's ever done it. But why is he polarizing? Why do people get irritated with LeBron? Because he went to such extremes. They went to such extremes because obviously Hennessy had his marketing people all had a part in this. But ultimately LeBron said, yeah, I'll wear that same kind of shirt. Yeah, I'll wear we'll put the chairs across from each other like Jim Gray back in the day. I'm surprised they didn't have, you know, boys club kids there as well.
It's Hennessy, man. They can't do it with Hennessy.
Yeah, I'm out on Hennessy. Yeah.
But see, the thing is, like, I don't have a problem with the creativity of that, spoofing that. My issue is you're tweeting that little tiny video of, hey, I got the
like
decision
it's something more.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Like, put ad on the end of that tweet or something, man. Or hashtag Hennessy or something.
Well, my big problem with it is you're digging into some people's hard-earned money. When you tease it like that without the hashtag ad or acting like it's going to be some retirement decision or whatever, people were, I mean, what, maybe tens of, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars were spent between yesterday and today,
mm-hmm.
you know, at NBA ticket offices or secondary market off, sites for, hey, now, you know, it might be his last game, you know, over at the Toyota Center. I'm going to buy, and those tickets went skyrocketing. You mentioned it earlier. Tickets for his last Lakers home game from the time this was tweeted out by him, by the way, went up over 400%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. That's just petty and cheap.
Yeah, the whole thing is pretty lame. Just be a commercial. And I'm with you, Figgy, on the way he built it up. Yeah, at least include ad like people always used to do or maybe still do on Instagram on those posts.
Mm-hmm.
Something instead of building this up to be something basketball related. And then, I mean, what a – at Capone's vault all over again.
Yes.
Like, what a pull of the rug. It's Hennessy? Get out of here. It's just a commercial.
Yeah.
I would have been a little more happier if it was Amazon.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people speculate.
A cool little Amazon Prime Day. By the way, happy Amazon Prime Day, too.
Yeah that's true. Next
I haven't even
days.
Looked yet. I need to look about that.
Yeah.
See what I need here.
Major League Baseball playoffs as we go through what's popping. Right now, the Dodgers. You look back at the results from last night, another good game. The Dodgers hold on to beat the Phillies 4-3, and so the Dodgers are up 2-0. The Brewers erase an early 3-0 deficit, take it to the Cubs. They're up 2-0. I know some Astro fans are taking joy in the fact that Kyle Tucker's hitting 176 this postseason while not being able to play the field. So the Cubs are down 0-2. So you look in the playoffs right now, the Mariners-Tigers are the only interesting series. They're tied 1-1, and they play today. Otherwise, the Yankees are facing elimination, Phillies are facing elimination, Cubs are facing elimination. Not only that, but facing a potential sweep. So we'll see how those series go, but maybe the Mariners-Tigers will give us something of interest here in the divisional round.
And they're on the brink. I mean, five-game series here. So,
yeah.
So just one. And by the way, Phillies facing elimination as they go back to L.A.
That's a good point.
That was two road wins, two impressive road wins. And I know you are something of a seam head.
Oh yeah.
You know, as a lot of folks are, and I love a good play pulled off from spring training days that you maybe worked on.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Freddie Freeman was talking about this after the game. I don't think they ever used it in the regular season.
Huh.
The old wheel play.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what that is, it's the Phillies, in a kind of controversial manner, some people are criticizing them.
Yeah.
You know, bunted to get the runner from second over to third, but the Dodgers had other ideas.
Joe's bunt again, gets it down. Muncy goes to third, and Castellanos is out. Max Muncy, a perfect throw. Credit Mookie Betts for sprinting over to third. He gets there in time, and they get the lead out at third base.
If you're a same head, that was beautiful baseball.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Everybody rotating to the right. And Freddie Freeman talked about it. Figgy, you got that?
We were talking about, so the whole conversation during was that, obviously, and then if we run the wheel play, that means there's going to be no one at second base. So that's when I chimed in. I said, if he bumps to third base, Max, you throw to Mookie. Tommy's going to first. I'll sprint to second base if it's not coming to me. That's why you saw me running to second. So we were just coming up with a plan on the wheel play to make sure we still had every base covered so he couldn't go home to second. And obviously, they pulled off perfectly.
Man, that was something. That was something.
Yeah, you mentioned the actual bunt. I am playing the result because it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm old school enough that I do appreciate a bunt in the right time. Like, I know Alex Cora got ripped for trying to bunt for the Red Sox in that series last week against the Yankees. I thought it was the right play. It just didn't work out. I don't know. Last night, the Phillies opened the bottom of the ninth with three straight hits. And I know the Dodgers made a pitching change, so it wasn't the same pitcher that gave up those three hits. But it just almost felt like, why take the bat out of their hands at this moment? You had the tying run at second, nobody out. And so the idea was get them to third with one out, score them on a fly ball or
whatever.
Potentially a ground ball. Yeah, maybe even a wild pitch. I get it, but he could still score on a base hit from second. You just had three straight hits, new pitcher coming in from the bullpen. You're gifting him an out to begin. If it worked, maybe I'd feel differently. But I just felt like, bunts are so controversial these days. I'm for bunts, but I felt like the Phillies let the Dodgers off the hook in that scenario.
I am with you 100%. Everything you said, I thought, you're riding the hot hand here,
yeah,
so to speak. And, they're reeling. They're nervous. You're at home.
Right.
Just make some contact. Now, the downside is you're looking at a double play. Potentially, but still, I'm with you by and large.
Yeah, so it didn't work out. Dodgers hold on. They have to use three pitchers in that ninth inning just to get the win, but now they're up 2-0 heading back home, which may make you Astro fans unhappy to see the Dodgers potentially advancing. But the Yankees, potentially good news. Yankees down 2-0. We'll see if they can extend their season today. They play at 7:08 tonight in New York against the Blue Jays, and the Mariners at 3:08 against the Tigers. This is a great day for hate watching if you're an Astros fan. You can root against the Mariners at 3:00. You can root against the Yankees at 7:00, and hopefully you get two good results today.
Yeah.
We'll see how that plays out. NBA preseason getting underway. The Rockets had their preseason opener last night at home. They won the game against the Hawks. I think it was 122-113. Kevin Durant did not play. I know people are already complaining that the crowd wasn't very good for the preseason opener. I saw those complaints online.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Rockets fans saying, our fans only care when it's the playoffs. It's the preseason. Let's save that
it's
for...
It's the preseason. Yeah. Not even preseason football.
Right.
It's the preseason NBA, all due respect, when nobody plays.
No.
Yeah.
Like, nobody plays.
Yeah.
Don't you want Bronny to be out there to fill it up?
Exactly.
Yeah, right? Both teams use like 15 guys. Some of the names you probably never heard of. Durant did not play. Reed Sheppard did start. I guess that's the biggest takeaway for me was Reed. He went 2 of 6 shooting, scored 7 points in 19 minutes. Anything else stand out?
I was surprised Shingun played.
Yeah.
I mean, after the Eurobasket tournament and all that stuff, but he flashed a little efficiency, 19 points in 17 minutes. That's pretty good. 6 rebounds, 6 assists. You guys know, as little as I care about NFL preseason football, I care less about NBA preseason football. But there are some things to note.
Mm-hmm.
Glance, check in on this, et cetera. Shingun's efficiency would be one thing to note. I thought the big news yesterday wasn't even with the Rockets. It was with the Memphis Grizzlies when Ja Morant was listed week to week with I guess it was an ankle sprain. They're in trouble before the season even begins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can't. Ja, just for one reason or another, on the court, off the court, he just can't stay on the court enough for them. And already with injuries to Jaren Jackson Jr. and Edie as well. So we'll see about the Grizzlies. By the way, the other name I did want to just highlight, J.D. Davison for the Rockets. New guy, came over from the Celtics, didn't play much, and he scored 17 points off the bench last night.
How about that?
You talk about you know, the concern about the guards. He's a 6'1" guard from Alabama. I don't know, maybe there's a role for him at some point this year. Who knows, without Fred VanVleet. So Rockets get the win to start the preseason. They begin 1-0. By the way, the NHL season begins today. Probably not to a lot of fanfare. I think it kicks off at 3 p.m. Central Time. Do you guys care at all? Any interest in the NHL season getting underway this afternoon?
None really until we get to the postseason. I'm like one of those guys.
Yeah, me too.
Do people hype up the opening season for NHL, though?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is that a
thing?
Because I know you do it with baseball.
Yeah.
Do it with basketball, obviously, the NFL. I wonder, do they have that same feeling for opening day?
Yeah, hockey fans, but, you know, it's just...
Yeah, Lopez said, "Nope, ready for the postseason, baby."
Well, I'll see you. I'll see you in the postseason.
Yeah, I'm with you. By the way, I should have grabbed the audio. I don't know if you guys saw it. Ben McDonald, the baseball broadcaster, during one of the playoff games last week, and they were saying because it was ESPN.
Yes.
And maybe you guys even played the audio, and they said, "You know, NHL starts Tuesday on ESPN." Like, Ben, I know you'll be watching, and he said, "Like, not a minute or whatever." He said, "Not one second.
No chance of that."
Yeah,
happening.
No chance.
And it's like, that's a hell of an endorsement.
Hey, yeah, thanks ESPN.
Yeah, from one of their employees, really selling the company well.
We got to start doing that here.
Not a chance.
Thursday night football. Are you watching it? Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. How much watchability does that have? And then the last thing here on What's Poppin', Hunter Brown projected, this is just a projection, but to make $5.7 million for next season through arbitration. Sounds like a bargain.
That is a huge bargain.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you saw Chandler Rome's tweet about all the arbitration eligible Astros. Boy, they got some tough decisions to make. Some of them not so tough.
I think there's, 16 players?
16. Dubon, 5.8. Okert, 2 million. Luis Garcia, we know he's hurt. Urias, 4.4. A lot of these guys you might have to see falling by the wayside.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Arbitration's so tough because, like, Aaron Judge, it's the reason why he didn't get his first big contract until he was, 30. And Hunter Brown's another guy with the way he's pitched the last year and a half, you'd think he'd
Kyle
be
Tucker.
Due. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I almost, that's the one sport where these guys get all paid so much, but I almost feel bad for these baseball players that become stars early in their careers and still have to wait, 6 years to actually get paid.
Yeah.
$5 million for Hunter Brown next year? Please, sign me up.
Yeah.
That's what's popping here on In the Loop. When we come back, what part of Sunday's game for the Texans is most sustainable? I know we talk about the lack of competition the last 2 weeks, but what have we seen lately from the Texans that gives you the most confidence moving forward as we gear up for Seattle after the bye week? We'll get to that next. It's In the Loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.